from Jakarta, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Joko Widodo and Prabowo call for people to peacefully get through the presidential election. Joko Widodo grateful to gain serial number 01. Now the news in detail. The open plenary session of the General Election Commission KPU on Friday night decided presidential candidate Joko Widodo and vice presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin as a presidential and vice presidential candidates with the serial number 01, while presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto and vice presidential candidate Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno as presidential and vice presidential candidates with serial number 02. In his welcoming speech, President Candidate number 01, Joko Widodo, called for all Indonesian people to make the momentum of the 2019 presidential and vice presidential election as a political learning and education. He hopes that the momentum of the 2019 presidential election can enhance the maturity of people in politics and democracy. In addition, he also asks for the whole community to free the politics from defamation and contempt of each other, which is contrary to the values of Indonesia.
Pada kesempatan yang baik ini, saya ingin mengajak kepada kita semuanya untuk.
On this good occasion, I want to call for all of us to be in the prelude of the presidential election. The presidential election is a democratic party. Therefore, on this happy night, I call for all of us to fill this presidential election for good political education to the people, for the maturity of the people's democracy, and for the maturity of the people in democracy. Therefore, let our political contestation compete with the programs, ideas, and track record. In the political contestation, I call for all of us, let's keep away from mutual slander, insult each other, mock each other, and disparage each other, because it is not the ethics and values that we embrace, namely Indonesian values. Do not let, because of this political contestation in the plenum of the presidential election, the friendship between us is inhospitable. Meanwhile, presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto in his remarks also called for the implementation of the 2019 presidential election to be carried out safely and peacefully. This means that the democratic activity for presidential elections can produce the best leaders for Indonesian people. He views that the Indonesian nation is a huge family, so it takes mutual cooperation among the nation's children in addressing the existing problems.
Sama dengan Pak Joko Widodo, saya berharap dan saya berkeinginan.
As the same as what Mr. Pak Joko Widodo said, I hoped, I wish, and I urge all Indonesian people, let us carry out election with calmness, in peace, with a spirit of kinship to find the best for the nation. Instead of looking for mistakes or shortcomings of one another, we must feel that we are all one in the big family of Republic of Indonesia. Thus, we must address all the problems of the nation as a matter of our extended family. I hope all parties are always calm, unemotional and self-refrained. Let's welcome this process of democracy calmly. We hope all parties to be able to carry out their duties as well as possible for the benefit of the people, the future of our children and grandchildren. The draw and determination of the serial number of the pairs of the presidential and vice presidential candidates in the 2019 general elections were witnessed by all candidate pairs and support teams. In addition, the KPU also invited the Election Administrator Honorary Council, DKPP, the Election Supervisory Body, Bawaslu, the Commission 2 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, DPR, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Home Affairs, and a number of related parties at KPU building in Jakarta. The pair of the President and Vice President candidates, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin, expressed their gratitude for the result of the election and determination of the serial number of the 2019 presidential and vice presidential election candidate purse on Friday night at KPU building in Jakarta. The pair of Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin gains the number 01. After attending the KPU open plenary session, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin stated that the number 01 would make it easier for them to communicate with the people. When asked about the campaign preparation ahead of the 2019 presidential election, Joko Widodo said that he and the campaign team would announce the campaign tagline on time.
Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin, sesuai yang kita harapkan, kita mendapatkan.
Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin, according to what we expect, we gain the serial number 01. This makes it easier for us to communicate with the community because we really want Indonesia to unite. Later, the tagline will come out. The hashtag will come out. Everything will come out.
In the KPU open plenary session, the two presidential candidates and the vice presidential candidates agreed to add zeros in front of each candidate pair number. This is intended not to cause confusion in the people relating to the similarity in the mention of political party serial numbers. The agreement was taken just before the KPU began the procession of the open plenary session to draw and determine the serial number of candidates. Indonesian fisheries entrepreneurs are expected to take advantage of the momentum of China's trade war against the United States of America to increase the fishery product exports. The opportunity that can be taken from the momentum is to fill the fishery export market to the USA, because the Chinese entrepreneurs have difficulty exporting after being given high import tariffs by the USA. This was stated by Minister of Marine and Fishery Susi Pujastuti in a press statement in Jakarta on Friday.
Adanya perang dagang China dan Amerika.
The reality of the trade war between China and the USA is that should the Indonesian business people should gain advantage and can make breakthrough in a bid to be able to take incentives in the beneficial situations of this trade war. Thus, many companies from China that export to the USA will be difficult, and surely that will be our opportunity to produce more.
Furthermore, Minister Susi also reminded that Indonesian fisheries businesses should not use shortcuts to gain profits from China's and U.S. trade war that could potentially harm Indonesia. One of the shortcuts is by doing a transit document or borrowing names so that goods from China can enter USA on behalf of Indonesia. She feels that the same thing happened in 2004, which ultimately made Indonesia unprofitable from the increase in import tariffs imposed by the United States to 5 countries. In fact, due to borrowing the name, Indonesia almost received the threat of an embargo on fishery products from the USA. Thus, Minister Susi wants to make sure this occurrence will not happen again. This can be done by implementing legal reported regulated fishing policy or integrated reporting to eradicate illegal unreported and unregulated fishing, IUUF. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Marine and Fishery Affairs Susi Pujastuti affirmed that her side will keep on sinking foreign illegal fishing ships, which conduct illegal fishing in Indonesian waters. Although her policy brings about pros and cons both in Indonesia and in foreign countries. In a press release in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Susi stated that she is not a stupid person that lets 7,000 illegal fishing ships be freed in Indonesian sovereignty for years. The new government has started since October 2014, and we started sinking illegal fishing ships in December. If there are people who say that sinking illegal ships is foolish, which one is more foolish? The country has sovereignty and let 1,000 illegal ships in, not 1,000 or 2,000, but it is more than 7,000 illegal ships conduct illegal fishing. Minister Susi further explained that she is wondering why there are still people who ask her about sanction of sinking illegal ships. In fact, the regulation is stated in the law number 45/2009 concerning on fishery as the sanction of the illegal fishing ships. She also emphasized that as long as the legal standing still exists, it is valid, and the minister and marine and fisheries will keep sinking illegal fishing ships. Member of the House of Representatives DPR at the Commission 6, Eriko Sutarduga, emphasized that under current condition, the Indonesian government should eliminate the export levy worth $50 per ton for palm oil and $30 per ton for export derivative products to encourage trade surplus. Eriko pointed out in Jakarta on Friday that with the current low price of crude palm oil CPO, the elimination of export levies has the opportunity to increase export market expansion because the position of CPO in the world vegetable oil competition mat is more attractive. He also asserted that compared to the soybean oil and sunflower seeds, CPO actually remains an option for many important countries because the price is attractive and Indonesia has unlimited commodity potential. He added that at present, the high demand, especially from China, is estimated to increase by 2 million from 3 million to 5 million tons, not to mention demand from India and the African market, which also rises. This opportunity must be utilized because it has the potential to minimize the trade deficit. Indonesia Ambassador to Papua New Guinea PNG Ronald Manik said that the plans of some of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit delegates would be parked at Sentani and Merauke Airport due to limited land capacity at Jacksonville Airport, Port Moresby. In his press release to Antara News Agency in Jayapura on Friday, Ambassador Ronald said that APEC to take place in November 2018, many delegates will bring their own aircraft, both large and medium size, but the capacity of the airport in PNG is inadequate, so that the Papua New Guinea government needs to ask for assistance of the neighboring countries with large airports such as Indonesia and Australia. Ambassador Ronald also affirmed that Papua New Guinea has officially requested the assistance from the government of Indonesia regarding this matter, and this is an opportunity for Indonesia to assist the implementation of APEC, on which from the beginning, Indonesia has supported PNG as organizer. The APEC summit will be held in Port Moresby at 15 until 17 November 2018. And about 21 APEC member countries, including Indonesia, will be present. The last item, the Minister of Manpower, along with the Sumba Hospitality Foundation, is collaborating to improve the competence of tourism workers in Sumba, West Nusa Tenggara, and NTB. Considering the tourism industry in the area continues to show positive trends, Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri, through a press release received by Antara News Agency on Friday, said that the instructor from this foundation will teach the participants to become professional, international standard tourism service workers. The fund of the cooperation that will be conducted is that the instructor from the Sumba Hospitality Foundation will provide training at the Minister of Manpower's Vocational Training Center, BLK. A few days to come, the Minister of Manpower team will conduct a BLK review in Sumbawa to ensure the program readiness for implementation. Besides being trained, the student will also be included in apprenticeships in Peru's top-rated hotels in Bali. The aim is that the students will know the real work, so they will be better prepared to enter the workforce, and capable at home and abroad. Cooperation as part of the government's commitment to continuously improve access and quality of vocational training at BLK. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from the Indonesian Archipelago, a segment that presents interesting information from around the country within a week. The first news came from Berau, East Kalimantan. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, PPPA, Yohana Susana Yembise, launched Maluang Village in Berau District as the first free of child pornography village. During the launching on Tuesday, Yohana expressed hope that Maluang Village could become a model for other villages in Berau and East Kalimantan provinces. In the joint declaration, the people of Maluang stated their readiness to free their village from pornography, realized through the village government policy manifested in the community activities. The declaration was signed by Minister Yohana and Deputy Regent of Berau Agus Tantomo. The next news came from Tua Pejat, West Sumatra. Mentawai Islands Regency in West Sumatra held an indigenous community festival in order to create a space of expression and lift the confidence of indigenous people. The activity, which was held for 3 days, starting from September 19th to 21st, was filled with several series of activities, such as cultural performances, guided discussion groups, handicraft exhibitions, and traditional medicine performances. Director of Citra Mandiri Mentawai Foundation, Rifai, in Tua Pejat, Wednesday, said the activity will be a social capital for the Mentawai indigenous people to interact and build relationships with social groups outside their communities. According to Rifai, the knowledge of indigenous people will later give birth to appreciation and acceptance. Thus, they can be involved in decision-making forums. In addition, these activities can be a space for indigenous people to express the value system of life, knowledge, technology, treatment, and other forms of local wisdom, as well as their needs to be recognized and respected. Besides being attended by Mentawai indigenous people, the event was also attended by several civil society organizations, as well as activities from indigenous communities throughout Indonesia. The latest news came from Magelang, Central Java. Ngadi Harjo Village Economic Center, Balkodes, Borobudur, Magelang, Central Java, was the place to welcome delegations to the 35th International Women's Council ICW General Assembly, who visited the Borobudur Temple area on September 18th until 19th, 2018. Balkodes Manager Ngadi Harjo, Iwan Widiatmoko, revealed that a series of performances and activities welcoming the ICW delegation included Ireng Putri Mask Dance performances, Karawitan Gamelang, Soreng Prajuritan Dance, playing Angklung together, and the release of lanterns. Iwan said 70 members of the foreign delegation stayed at 19 Balkondes, which were developed by state-owned enterprises, BUMN, together with village communities in the Borobudur area. In addition to the members of the delegations, dozens of 35th ICW General Assembly participants from the Indonesian Women's Congress, KOWANI, also participated in the visit to Borobudur and stayed at the 19 Balkondes. Well, listener, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Putri Safiriyadla. Thank you for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listeners, meet again with me, Ahmad Faisal, in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI, World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on 22nd September 1917, on which Balai Pustaka was officially established. Balai Pustaka established as a continuation from publishing and printing company, namely Komisi voor de Inlandse School en Volkslectuur, which was built on 14 September 1908. At the time, tens of books and magazines were published in Malay language and many local languages, such as Javanese, Sundanese, Madura, Batak, Acehnese, Bugis and Makassarese, and were written in Malay, Latin, Javanese, and Arabic languages. Literatures and movement figures such as Abdul Muiz utilized to resurrect awareness of nationalism until Youth Oath or Sumpah Pemuda was established on 28 October 1928. Humanists such as Marah Rusli, Muhammad Yamin, Idrus Hamka until Sultan Takdir Ali Shabana also spread the thought of nationalism through the institution. Before Independence Day of Indonesia, Balai Pustaka has built about 2,800 people reading parks or Taman Bacaan Rakyat. Moreover, Balai Pustaka has become a literature pillar and national culture that involves figures such as literatures H.B. Jasin until Achdiat K. Mikharda, and also become a means of Indonesia in providing educational books. We turn into another event on 22nd September 1960. Mali obtained Independence Day to be republic country. Mali is a country located in West Africa. Previously, the country's name was Sudan, France, while it was under control of France. Then, Morocco also controlled the country. Majority of the population live in southern area. The name of Mali was taken by Empire of Mali. We end today in history with information about Iraq-Iran War. The war of Iraq and Iran started when Iraq troops infiltrated border of Iran on 22nd September 1980. It was because of continuous border problem for the two countries and worry of President Saddam Hussein over Shia resistance led by Imam Khomeini in Iran Revolution. Even though Iran did not issue war statement, the troops failed in their mission in Iran. The troops also failed in Iran, and finally their assault could be counterattacked by Iran. Although the United Nations asked for ceasefire, the war occurred until 20 August 1988. At last, exchange of prisoners between Iran and Iraq took place in 2003. The war has changed region and political situation globally. That's today in history from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, read by Ahmad Faisal. Hey now,
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia Becomes the World Food Center. Indonesia has been named as the first rank for the world of cerarium collection in the world based on the International Association of Wood Anatomists, and this achievement will be declared in Yogyakarta on September the 23rd by President Joko Widodo. This was stated by the head of the Center for Forest Products and Development Research of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Dwi Sudarto, in Bogor on Monday, September the 17th. Previously, Indonesia's cerarium was fourth in the world after the Netherlands, the United States, and Belgium. Indonesia's wood collection reaches 67,864, while Netherlands 125,000, USA 105,000, and Belgium 69,000. It needed 150,000 more wood specimens to make Indonesia number one in the world. Dwi Sudarto also said on Tuesday that Indonesia's success in being ranked first in the world's largest timber collection, or cerarium, made Indonesia the world timber center. This was thanks to the cooperation of all parties who contributed to the policy of the Minister of Environment and Forestry in growing Indonesian wood collections. To store all Indonesian wood collection, a cerarium or wooden library or silotheque is built. Dwi said that this achievement was an achievement that deserve mutual gratitude, and as real evidence, Indonesia was able to take part in the international level in the field of managing biodiversity resources. He explained this phenomenal work was marked by the signing of the world's number one cerarium declaration by the president, and according to him, the benefits obtained by Indonesia as the world's first rank, in addition to lifting the big name of Indonesia as well as being a strong database on wood biodiversity, facilitate the timber legality verification system and the rule of law. Indonesian wood database will be more complete so that Indonesia has a strong database and accurate measurement tools. Supported by a strong database, the Forest Products Research and Development Center also succeeded in developing innovative automatic wood-based detection devices based on computer vision with the popular name AIKO. This innovation synergizes with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences through the support of the National Innovation System Research Incentive Program from the Ministry of Research and Higher Education in 2017. According to Dwi, AIKO is able to reduce the time of identification of timber. Previously, it was carried out manually and took up to 2 weeks. Now it can be done in seconds. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia Becomes the World Wood Center. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The open plenary session of General Election Commission KPU on Friday night decided presidential candidate Joko Widodo and vice presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin as a presidential and vice presidential candidate with the serial number 01, while presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto and vice presidential candidate Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno as a president and vice president candidates with the serial number 02. The pair of the president and vice president candidates Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin expressed their gratitude for the result of the election and the determination of serial number of the 2019 presidential and vice presidential election pairs on Friday night at KPU building in Jakarta. In the draw, the pair of Joko Widodo, Ma'ruf Amin gains the number 01. After attending the KPU open plenary session, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin stated that the number 01 would make it easier for them to communicate with the people. Indonesian fishery entrepreneurs are expected to take advantage of the momentum of China's trade war against China against the United States of America, USA, to increase the fishery product exports. Minister of Marine and Fisheries Pursusi Pujastuta affirmed that her side will keep on sinking foreign illegal fishing ships which conduct illegal fishing in Indonesian waters, although her policy brings about pros and cons both in Indonesia and in foreign countries. Member of the House of Representatives DPR, the Commission 6, Eriko Sutarduga, emphasized that under current conditions, the Indonesian government should eliminate export levy worth $50 per ton for palm oil and $30 per ton for export derivative products to encourage trade surplus. Indonesian Ambassador to Papua New Guinea PNG Ronald Moniz said the planes of some of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit delegates would be parked at Sentani and Merauke Airport due to limited land capacity at Jacksonville Airport, Port Moresby, PNG. The Minister of Manpower, along with the Sumba Hospitality Foundation, is collaborating to improve the competence of tourism workers in Sumba, West Nusa Tenggara, NTB. Consider the tourist industry in the area continues to show positive trends. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Parai Tenggiri Beach in Bangka Belitung Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Parai Tenggiri Beach is a tourism object at Sungai Liat District, Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Province. Precisely, the beach is located in Sinar Baru Village around 40 km from the Pati Amir Airport, Bangka, and around 30 km in the north of Pangkal Pinang City. The beach has flat land and small waves. The beach is the mainstay one of Bangka Belitung. Listener, because Parai Tenggiri Beach has small waves, visitors can calmly swim in here. Besides, the visitors can do other activities such as fishing and snorkeling. If you are curious with the beauty of its undersea view, you can dive to enjoy scenery of the undersea view at the beach. If you have snorkeling hobby, but you do not bring your own snorkeling equipments, you do not have to worry, because at the beach area, there are snorkeling, diving equipment rental, boat and guide. At Parai Tenggiri Beach, you can also do water sport such as jet ski, parasailing, and banana boat, which can trigger your adrenaline. Listener, like other beaches, Parai Tenggiri Beach also has white sand. Interestingly, its seawater is green tosca, various shapes and sizes of stones which are spread out along the beach, which add the beauty of Parai Tenggiri Beach. You can also enjoy the beach by sitting on those stones while immortalizing the beauty of the moment along with relatives or family. To go to Parai Tenggiri Beach, you can begin your trip from the Pati Amir Airport of Bangka by renting car to ₹140,000 per day. You can also use public transportation from Pangkal Pinang to Sungai Liat. Arriving at Sungai Liat, you can continue your trip by using motor pedicab or locally called bentor to Parai Tenggiri Beach. To enter the beach, you must buy entrance ticket worth 50,000 rupiah per person. If you want to stay at night at the beach, you can stay at hotel surrounding the beach. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Parai Tenggiri Beach in Bangka Belitung Province. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRW Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. In this edition, I will present information about 5 Indonesian national cuisines. So, stay tuned into RRW Service Voice of Indonesia. The Ministry of Tourism of the Republic of Indonesia recently declared 5 Indonesian specialties as national culinary. According to Tourism Minister Arief Yahya, this decision was made since Indonesia had not yet determined its national cuisine. This is due to the rich variety of Indonesian culinary, so it is very difficult to choose which Indonesian culinary will be used as a national culinary. The first dish chosen is soto. Soto was chosen as the main national culinary because of the many types of soto owned by Indonesia, which is around 72 types and spread throughout the archipelago. Almost in all parts of Indonesia, you can find soto culinary specialties of the area. Soto has been chosen by 5 institutions as national culinary, among others by the Creative Economy Agency, BEKRAF. In addition to soto, 4 other Indonesian culinary specialties chosen as national culinary are rendang, nasi goreng, sate, and gado-gado. Rendang, fried rice, and satay were chosen because they have been recognized by CNN as the best food in the world. According to Minister Arief Yahya, the selection of 5 national cuisines is one way to promote Indonesian culinary tourism. The Ministry of Tourism has also established 3 cities in Indonesia as Indonesian culinary tourism destinations, namely Bali, Jogja, and Bandung. Later, it will also cooperate with restaurants serving Indonesian specialties abroad. Through these steps, it is expected to increase foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia. That was today's edition of Miscellany discussing 5 Indonesian national culinary. We will meet again in the next edition and of course with another interesting topic. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Billy Simpson. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled I Need Love. Enjoy the song.
Mengapa ku masih sendirian? Kala musim lagi pada jadian, andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. Pacaran buatku galau seolah ketinggalan, jadi males ke acara nikahan, dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan.
I really need it, wanna feel it. I need love, cause I'm tired of being single. I wanna mingle, I want that tingle. I need them Kylie's or candles, yeah. Been out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. So now I'm holding your hands and we're together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I realize I'm in a daydream, damn.
I need love, love.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled I Need Love, which was collaboration between Billy Simpson and Rayi Putra, an Indonesian musician that joined in Run Band. The song was released on February 9, 2018, which has pop, rock, and hip-hop genre. The lyric of the song tells about someone who needs pair. Billy Simpson recognized that the lyric was arranged in firm diction. The name of Billy Simpson in Indonesia is well known through talent contest. Indonesian judges and audiences recognize his talent in music, so that Billy succeeded as the first winner. Thus, Billy continues his career as soloist. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sendiri.
cintanya kau malah geram. Takkan sengaja aku buat dirimu marah, namun kamu menghilang tinggalkan diriku sendiri mencari dirimu. Oh kasihku, sendiri berpikir apa salah sendiri. Oh, 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 yeah. Kalau ada maunya, jangan seperti itu. Tak ada manusia yang dapat tahu apa pikiranmu. Ku tahu engkau tak merasa seperti itu. Pantas kamu menghilang tinggalkan diriku sendiri mencari dirimu. Oh kasihku, sendiri berpikir apa salah diriku. Kemana sendiri berpikir apa salah diriku. Kemana, kemana hilangnya dirimu, hilangnya dirimu. Hey! Ku jadi sendiri hubungi semua teman-teman,
semua teman-teman.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Billy Simpson. Billy himself works in the lyric and arrangement of his music. With his simple lyric or easy listening, Billy performs the song with the theme Broken Heart. Precisely, the song entitled Sendiri tells about someone who is left by his lover. But the point of the song is the relation. Both sides should avoid their ego and open each other. Even though he has a good talent, his career in music is not easy. Billy must face lack of support from his parents, rejecting from various labels, and he is also ridiculed by other people. But Billy never gives up working in music world. Well, listener, that was our segment Music Corner for today, featuring Billy Simpson's songs. To conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to another two songs entitled Be My Wife and Envy You. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
When I make mistakes, you have what it takes to speak to me so I can change and be a better man. When it feels too much, all you do is touch me on my back where you know well will calm me down inside. Though I know few are your words, but still I feel your love, the way you hold yourself so I can be who I am. I am the one for you, you are the one for me. Cause baby all you do is bring out what is best in me. What was unseen to me, now I see them with you. You bring balance to my life, so love me as if you would be my wife. When I'm negative and too sensitive, you help me open up my eyes to see what's beautiful. Sometimes it's very hard to tell the truth. You'll find a way somehow, though I know few are your words. But still I feel your love, the way you hold yourself, so I can be who I am. I am the one for you, you are the one to me. Baby, all you do is bring out what is best for me. What was unseen to me, now I see them with you. You bring balance to my life, so love me as if you would be my wife. So love me as if you would be my wife.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Ooh. Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita, namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, cause I'm in love with you. Jangan jadi I envy you. Dirimu buatku merasa yang terutama. Aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia. Sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? And straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.